The Dodgers looking to sweep. The Cubs looking to stay alive. And you better hope so, Cubs fans. The Dodgers have a commanding 3-0 series lead. Jake Arrieta facing Alex Wood. But in the second, Wood taken to the woodshed by Wilson Contreras.
Here's a deep drive to left by Wilson Contreras. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Wilson Contreras with a booming home run to left. Cubs lead 1-0.
Joe Maddon is desperate for Baez to get going offensively. Hits that one in the air to left. He's watching it. It's got some hook on it. It is up and it is gone.
The Cubs with another home run. Javier Baez right down the line and left. Cubs lead 2-0.
One away for Cody Bellinger. Probably a unanimous Rookie of the Year selection, and he hammers one right field. That is up, and that ball is up and gone. And it's 2-1 Cubs.
Baez with a home run down the left field line. Plenty of distance. Just fair for his first hit. And a swing and a fly ball left field. Pretty deep. Wind's blowing out. She's gone. And the Cubs extend the lead to 3-1.
Breaking ball his first time up that he was able to keep fair. And this time, an 0-1 changeup.
A two-homer night for Javier Baez.
One out and a man at first. The left-handed batting, Andre Ethier at the plate. Sixth inning.
Ethier strikes out swinging. Puig runs. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Arrieta strikes out Granderson. The inning comes to an end.
Justin Turner to face Wade Davis. And Turner hits a high, deep drive to left. It's going to be a one-run ball game. Yasiel Puig taking a short lead at second. Charlie Culberson a little larger lead at first.
Huntley strikes out swinging. And the inning comes to an end.
The tying run is on for the Dodgers. And the kid they call Cody Pop coming up.
Ground ball to second. Field it by Baez. Go to Russell. One over to first. Cubs win. Cubs win.
The Cubs live to fight another day. They take game 4, 3-2. Javier Baez becomes the fifth player in Cubs history with a multi-homer game in the postseason and the first since Aramis Ramirez in the 2003 NLCS. With a home run measured at nearly 500 feet in the second inning, Wilson Contreras had Wrigley rocking on the Cubs' way to a 3-2 victory.
It was great. It was a lot of emotion right there. I show my emotion like I always do. I'm trying to show up any team, but you know what? Postseason means postseason. I mean, if you're able to hit a home in the postseason, you have to celebrate. That gave my team a lot of confidence to come back and win.
Javier Baez began these playoffs 0-for-20. What did he show your team tonight?
For me, he was looking for his pitch. He didn't swing as crazy as he was swinging the first few games. He knows that they're gonna throw a lot of trash to him, so he have to look for something. Out on the play and he tried to hit it. He hit the first one, hit his pitch, and the second homer hit the pitcher's pitch. So that means that he's seen the ball really well.
Jake Arrieta tonight pitched your team into the seventh inning. How did you get him through that deep into the ball game?
His command was a lot of better late in the game. Early in the game, he made a lot of pitches. He was kind of lost, but he was able to make adjustments. And that inning was huge for us. He was able to come back and go through the tough moments.
Last one, Kershaw tomorrow. How ready is your team going to be?
We're going to be ready. I know he's going to be ready, but we are ready too.
Hitless this entire postseason in 20 at-bats, Javier Baez broke out in a big way, becoming the first Cub with a multi-homer postseason game since Aramis Ramirez in 2003.
We'll see that we win tonight or going home. And, you know, I haven't been really, really hard at the play. And, you know, finally today, I got pretty good contact and, you know, two homers and win the game.
Javi, you mentioned that 0-for-20 to start these playoffs. What changed for you tonight?
To be honest, nothing. I was just trying too much the first 28 beats, the first two series, and you know today I was like, I'm just not gonna try too much, you know, and just gonna see the ball and react to it, and that's what I did, and you know it really worked for me.
Last couple ones for you. Wade Davis tonight, 48 pitches. How do you describe his effort?
Really big, man. Really huge for our team. You know, we obviously we trust everybody in the bullpen, but you know, it's either we win or we're going home. So we need one of the best guys out there for us.
Javi, la última pregunta. Kershaw mañana. ¿Cómo te sientes? How do you feel about Kershaw tomorrow?
Great. Good luck to him, man.
In what was possibly his final start in a Cubs uniform, Jake Arrieta overcame five walks as he pitched a solid game into the seventh inning, earning the win in the Cubs' 3-2 victory.
I mean, it's a win or go home. So, I had that mindset of I'm going to do everything in my power to get it to tomorrow. And we're able to scratch enough offense to get it to that point and come out tomorrow and do the best we can and try and win three in a row.
Jake, what is it about you and big games?
Well, it's a mindset. You know, I'm not going to give in. I'm going to leave it all out on the field and do everything in my power to win a game for my team, whatever that requires. If it's, you know, pitching around a guy like Turner, not necessarily pitching around, but making quality pitches, and if he doesn't offer, get the next guy. And that was a mindset. I was able to limit him to the solo home run that Bellinger hit. And, you know, really it's just the ability to make pitches on a consistent basis in big situations, and I was able to do that tonight.
When you doffed your cap, was that a...
What's that?
When you doffed your cap, you were leaving the game. The crowd gave you a big ovation. Was that a thank you or a goodbye?
Well, it's, hopefully it's not a goodbye. It's a thank you, obviously. I still intend to have another start in this ballpark. But you know, if that's where it ends, I did my best and I left it all out there. But we've won four in a row plenty of times this year, and there's no reason we can't do it again.
Even though he gave up a home run to Justin Turner, Wade Davis still nailed down a six-out save as the Cubs fought to live another day as they earned the 3-2 win against the Dodgers in Game 5.
It's okay physically. You know, like I said, today was just more of a – you got to be more aggressive in the strike zone and get ahead of hitters. So I wouldn't say that there's any layover on that as much as just not executing pitches.
What was the mood like in here before the game, facing elimination?
It seemed relaxed. I think we were in a pretty good place.
Wade, you said you looked up and saw how many pitches you had thrown. Do you not feel it physically then when you're out there, like finishing pitches and things like that?
No, not when you're out there. I mean, maybe if you threw a lot, you would feel it. But no, not in those situations. You know, like I said, we're trying to win the game. I mean, we have to. So that was the only thing that's on my mind.
Wade, given that setting, how much of this is just adrenaline getting you through an outing and just having to find a way to get
out? There's definitely a lot out there. I mean, the fans here have been amazing. So, I mean, all year long there's that type of adrenaline out there, I feel like. So it's been good.
Now, with two ejections in the first four games of this series, Joe Maddon will have a chance at a third ejection Thursday as the Cubs will have a Game 5 following their 3-2 Game 4 win over the Dodgers.
Very difficult start to the postseason for him, and that's what he can do. Starts a double play to end the game. His entire game is spectacular. When young guys like that really struggle, you got to stay with them. It was a really good matchup for him tonight. He took advantage of it. Give him a lot of credit.
Joe, how quickly did you know that Jake was back to being Jake tonight and the confidence level you saw in him and kept in him until,
I thought the movement was spectacular. I could see the movement from the side. I mean, that's what I was basing it off of. Bellinger's first at-bat told me a lot, I thought, just about movement. And then after that, he needed to throw strikes to get ahead of hitters. Curveball was really good, I thought, too, more than the slider. But more than anything, I'm watching their reaction to his pitches and the swings and misses. The ball was moving that much. And so he needed to pitch as deeply as he did for us to get that win tonight. Good for him. He stayed with them as long as I thought we could. And then, Brian Dunsing's been outstanding all season, gets Bellinger to pop up. But I thought the movement was spectacular from Jake's pitches tonight. Excuse me.
Bill to the right.
Joe, what? Hi.
What's that?
What exactly was the official explanation on the play with Granderson? And it seemed like the video board in the stadium had something
validated. It was not a good explanation. I mean, I'm all about the umpires. First of all, I'm not going to sit here and bang on umpires. I love a lot of guys on this crew. I've known them for a long time, but that can't happen. That the process was horrible to have that change. And if Granderson hits the next pitch out, I might come running out of the clubhouse. My jockstrap. I mean, that was like really that bad. So you can't permit that to happen. The process was wrong. The explanation was eventually, it turned into hearing two sounds. Not one of them saw a foul tip or heard or thought it was a foul tip. It was based on two sounds, which I totally cannot agree with that process whatsoever. When you have 40-some thousand people, it's late in the game. You know, the other sound could have come from some lady screaming in the first row. I have no idea. But I can't buy that process.
The Cubs will send Jose Quintana to the mound for Game 5 on Thursday. He'll be opposed by Clayton Kershaw.